感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果你们要更深一层思想这个问题的话
，If you think about this in a deeper manner，
那你们可以从刚才所领受的这些的真理的解释去思考一个问题：撒旦凭着什么可以掌握死权
？We can ask ourselves the question: With what did Satan use to have power over them？
撒旦掌死权的这个权柄是谁给他？
Who gave him this authority over them?
他有什么资格受什么人的委托？他能够掌握死的权柄。
Why was he qualified to have power over them?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
全世界都握在撒旦的恶者的手下。
The entire world is in within the hands of Satan.
全世界都在死的权柄的这一个耶稣的下面。
The entire world is under the constraint of the power of sin.
因为死做了王。统治那些犯罪的人
because death becomes the king that rules over all sinners
撒旦是掌死权的掌死权的魔鬼
and Satan is the devil behind the power of sin
这个问题你们自己思想
think about this problem yourself
那我们要思想的另外一件事情是什么呢
we want to think about another matter
就要释放那些一生因他死而为奴仆的人
in verse 15 and 3 those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death
圣经多次提到犯罪的是罪的奴仆
the Bible tells us that sinners are the slaves of sin
我们已经出卖给罪了
we have sold ourselves into sin
我们已经成为不义的奴仆
we become the slaves of unrighteousness
我们在罪中间没有真正的自由
in sin we do not have true freedom
我们在罪的辖制之下我们没有自由
And under the control of sin, we have no freedom.
这些的圣经节都曾经我们思想过了。
We have thought about all these verses before.
但是圣经很少提到成为死的奴仆的事情。
But the Bible seldom talk about being slave to death.
虽然字里行间曾经提过。
Although it seems to be implicit.
比如说罗马书第八章第一节告诉我们。
For example, Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
如今在基督里面的人就不再定罪了。
All of us who are in Christ are no longer judged.
那第二节的圣经怎么讲呢
？But what about the second verse?
罗马书第八章第二节告诉我们
，Romans chapter 8 verse 2 tells us,
是生命之圣灵的灵
，because he who has given us this
the law of the spirit who give us the life 是生命的圣灵的灵。
The law that has given us the life is the spirit.
那这一个圣灵呢？就释放我们脱离罪和死的律了。
And this spirit delivers us from the law of death.
我们大家来看罗马书第八章第二节。
Let us look at Romans chapter 8 verse 2.
我们一通打开来看罗马书第八章第二节。我先念第一节，你们念第二节。如今那在基督耶稣里的是就不再定罪了。第二节，因为是圣灵，是生命圣灵的律。在基督里面释放了我，使我脱离罪和什么死的力量。所以这里呢，我们脱离罪的权柄，脱离死的权柄，是一并提出来的。
So we see the description that we have been set free from the law of sin and the law of death.
那么罗马书第二章这里告诉我们，特别提到释放那些一生因他死而做奴仆的人。
But here the Bible tells us, especially about those who have been released. From the fear of death.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
因为怕死
，because we are afraid of dying.
去做了奴仆
，we became slaves.
怕死做谁的奴仆呢
？But what kind of slaves have we become?
去做了死权的奴仆
，we become the slave to the power of death.
而掌死权的是魔鬼
，but devil holds the power of death.
所以间接来说，我们就做了魔鬼看不见的奴仆。
So indirectly, we become the invisible slaves of the devil.
这样一个犯罪的人没有真正的自由。
A sinner therefore does not have true freedom.
因为他犯罪以前最后一次的自由就是要不要犯。
Because the last freedom he has is only the freedom to sin again.
但是当他一犯罪的时候，就把他的自由出卖给罪。
But once he sinned, he gives his freedom to sin.
所以当他犯罪的时候
，When he sins,
他是用他的自由来伤害他自己的自由。
He used his freedom to kill his own freedom.
当他决定犯罪的时候
，When he decided to sin,
他就把他自己的自由出卖给犯罪的果子，罪同时就把他的自由吞灭掉。
He gives his freedom to the fruit of death in itself, and death will swallow him up.
当你犯罪的时候
，When you sin,
你没有想到这么深。
You have not thought about it so deeply.
你没有想到这么多。
You're not going to think about so many things.
你根本没有看到这么远。
You have not seen such far away.
撒旦先你犯罪的喜乐，犯罪暂时的快乐引诱你，使你看见当时的享受是什么。
Because Satan first will tempt you with the temporal joy of sin so that you will see the joy in self.
然后罪的权柄, 罪的捆绑, 罪的咒诅, 十个奴役就一步一步相继而来了。
And step by step, the power of sin and the power of death will come step by step.
我的母亲常常警告我们这些话语,
My mother always warned me with all these words.
不要贪爱最终之乐,
Do not love the joy of sin.
犯罪几分钟是很快乐的。
It is fun to sin for a few minutes.
但是有良心的控告, 终身的遗憾, 永远的后悔是没有办法解决。
But the eternal regret that you come and the accusation of your conscience cannot be solved.
你犯奸淫是一下子的事情。
It is easy to commit adultery.
你一生的痛苦, 你名誉扫地, 全世界的人知道你的情形, 你从来不再尊重你的时候, 你就没有办法挽回这些事。
But it's not possible to turn around when the whole world knows about your shame and you are completely humiliated.
当我们年轻的时候听妈妈讲这些话, 认为她很啰嗦。
When we are young, we thought our mothers are nagging us.
现在我们自己长大成人了。
But now that we are adults,
我们自己教导我们的孩子了。
When we teach our own children,
我发现这些话都是从心灵的 甚至真正爱孩子的心讲出来的。
I find that this comes from a heart that truly loves the children.
为什么人的良知在犯罪以前常常是很迟钝？
Why is it that our conscience seems to be quite retarded before?
为什么人的良知在犯罪以后常常是很敏感？
But we become very sensitive in our conscience after we sin.
为什么我们还犯罪以前，我们好像认为罪是一件小事情？
Before we sin, we always think that sin is a trivial thing.
为什么等到我们犯了罪以后，我们才看出原来罪是这么可怕的大事情？
Why is it that after we sin, then we realize that it's such a horrible crime thing?
这种矛盾，这种很难解决的问题，是科学没有办法告诉我们的。
This irony and all these very difficult problems are something that science cannot solve.
但是这是人灵性里面那个实际的事情。
But this is something that is real in our spiritual life.
这是亚当堕落后常常发生的事情。
These are things that happen all the time after the fall of Adam.
有许多的人要等到一失足以后，才发现他成了千古恨。
Many people have to fall first before they even regret and understand the seriousness of sin.
但是这一切多方的警告，多方的劝告，对他来说都是啰嗦的，都是耳边风，是不足以听的。
And before they sin, all the warning and all the encouragement and advice are all like nagging to him.
这个学期我们神学院有个毕业生派去。 对吸毒的人做辅导的工作。
This semester in my seminary, there is a student who was sent to talk to drug addicts.
这个学生已经大学毕业了。
This student of ours is as a graduate.
在念神学在毕业了。
He has finished his seminary.
是很好的家庭的孩子。
He's a child from a very good family.
长得6尺高。
He's 6 foot tall.
生得很英俊。
And handsome.
生活很规矩。
And lead a good life.
是一个很标准的青年。
And he's a good model.
他因为主的爱的缘故，他愿意到戒毒所里面去帮忙。
Because of the love of Christ, he is willing to go to the halfway house to help the addicts.
够不够好啊？
Is this a good thing?
从普通的人的条件来说，好得不得了。
From a normal angle, it seems very good.
但有一个人提醒过一件事情。
But a person reminded me.
他不一定会成功。
He may not succeed.
虽然他有爱心。
Although he has love.
虽然他很聪明。
Although he's
intelligent. 虽然他很有学问。
Although he's good.
他有相当的人生经验。
And he has some experiences in life.
他不容易成功。
But he will not succeed.
我就问他为什么呢？
And I ask why.
那些吸毒的人会看不起你，没有吸过毒，哪里知道我们心里想什么？
Because the drug addicts were despise him because he had not had the same experience.
我听了我吓了一跳。
And I was shocked by the
comment. 我感到这个很有理由啊。
I thought this sounds right.
讲这句话的可能也是吸过毒的人。
The person who said that probably is an addict.
所以他就知道他心里想些什么东西。
So he knows how drug addicts think.
所以我就把这个学生叫来。
So I called this student forward.
我说你有可能遇到的困难很大。
I said you are going to meet a lot of difficulties.
因为那些吸毒的人才知道真正吸毒了解他们的话，他们还要听的。
Because drug addicts will only listen to people whom they know understand.
他们会认为你所劝勉、你所讲的都是一套的理论，根本你不懂这些事情。
They will think that all your teachings and all your advice are all just theories.
他说汤姆斯，我也知道这个事情。
And he said, Reverend Tong, I also know this.
所以我战战兢兢依靠上帝。
So in fear, I rely on our Lord.
求主给我属灵的权威，可以帮助他们，使他们可以感受到我对他们的爱是真切的，可以把他们带出他们的困境。
May the Lord give me the spiritual authority to show them the love that I have for them, so that they can be delivered from their difficulties.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天在这个犯罪的世界中间，
we are living in a sinful world.
我们怎么去帮助那些堕落的人？
How can we help those who have fallen?
是不是我们每 每个人现在堕落的比他们更厉害，才可以帮助他们。
Does that mean that we must first fall ourselves to help them?
耶稣基督到这个世界上来的时候，
When Jesus Christ came to the world,
进入犯罪的世界， 他本身没有犯罪。
He entered into a sinful world, but he himself never sinned.
他知道罪人的痛苦，但是他绝对
He knew about the pain of sinners, but he never rejected them. He himself never compromised with sin.
这样我们看见了他可以知道人的需要，他可以帮助人，他可以把人从罪的中间拯救出来。
And he can help men, and he understands us, and he saves us, and delivers us from our sin.
既然人犯了罪，就做了罪的奴仆。
Since we sin, we become slaves to sin.
而罪的背后有律法的权势。
And behind sin is the law of death.
罪的工价把人带到死的结局。
The wages of sin is death.
而死的背后是魔鬼的掌权。
And behind death is the devil.
像耶稣基督到世界上来时，他要解决罪的问题。 更要解决魔鬼掌管罪人的这个权柄的问题。And
Jesus came to solve the problems of death and also to solve the problem of the devil behind death.
所以这些圣经告诉我们，他要借着死打败、败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。The
Bible tells us that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death.
释放那些一生的惧怕而做死的奴仆的人。And
free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
一个犯罪的人，他不知道罪后果是怎么样的可怜。A
person who sins does not know the pathetic stage and the conclusion of sin.
是这么样的严重。It
is such a serious matter.
当他犯罪的时候，只很简单的想：我一时享受最终之乐，我就满意了。
They are satisfied with the temporal enjoyment of sin.
那相继而来的一连串的这个后果是不可收拾的。
And all those things that come after that will be terrible indeed.
那怎么办呢？
But what would they do?
怕死做了死的奴仆。
Because we are afraid we become slaves of death.
一个做死的奴仆的人。
A person who is a slave to death.
在痛苦、惧怕、羞恶的中间。
Is in pain, humiliation, and fear.
但是他没有办法解脱。
But he cannot escape from it.
耶稣就来拯救这样的人。
And Jesus came to save a person like that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters.
基督徒与非基督徒不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian?
同样活在世界只有几十年。
We all live for a few decades on earth.
非基督徒是面对死亡而活。
A non-Christian live facing towards death.
基督徒面对死的解脱而永活。
Whilst a Christian live for the solution to death.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
We are going to live forever after we are liberated from the power of death.
我们从死的权柄解脱以后，将会有永生。所以，一个非基督徒是面对死的惧怕、死的阶级，暂时恐惧的活下去。 A non-Christian is facing towards the terrible end of death, and they live in fear.
所谓世界上的英雄，有许多谈到死的事情，他们根本不敢谈，他们在逃避，因为它是生命中间最大的阴影。
A lot of heroes, when they think about death, they did not want to discuss it because it's a shadow in their life.
基督徒不是如此。
It is not the same for Christians.
基督徒思想死的时候，他知道死以后永生的承受就变成具体了。
The Christian knows that after death, eternal life will await him.
所以当我们面对必要死的这条路走上去的时候，
When we walk towards the journey that will lead to death,
我们是慷慨就义的精神面向死亡。
We face death with a courageous heart.
所以只有基督徒可以说死啊！ 你的不够在哪里？
Only the Christian can declare, O sin, where is your sting?
是啊， 你的权势在哪里？
O sin, O death, where is your power?
是的权势就是罪。
The power of sin is death.
罪的权势就是律法。
And the power of the sin comes from the law.
我们知道了。
All of this we know.
我们知道什么叫做死。
We know what is death.
我们知道什么叫做律法。
We know what is the law.
我们知道什么叫做罪。
We know what is sin.
这不构成我们威胁。
But all this does not threaten us.
这不促成我们的惧怕。
All this will not make us into fear.
这些之上有一位解决所有这一连串事件的圣者耶稣基督。
Because above all this is the person who has solved all the problems of our
lives. 所以保罗接下去说，感谢上帝。 靠着我们的主耶稣基督，我们就得胜了。
The Apostle Paul followed on by saying, "Thanks be to God that through Jesus Christ we have victory."
当我起初了解这一段圣经的时候，
When I first understood this passage,
我心里就伸出诗歌用那伟大的慷慨的话来唱出来。
In my heart, I wanted to sing it in praise.
那我要怎么讲出来呢？
How would I do that?
口气大概是这样的。
It probably would sound something like that.
是啊，你的权势在哪里？
Death, where is your power?
罪啊，你的权柄在哪里？
Sin, where is your power?
他们死同罪有垂头丧气的，我没有权柄，我没有权柄。
And the sin and devil probably say, "I have no
power." 我喊得越大声，他越害怕。
The louder I shout, the more frightened he becomes.
但是当我听 Handel 写弥赛亚写的这一段的时候，
But when I read Handel's Messiah, when he refers to this passage,
他没有用大喊的，是啊，你的权柄在哪里？
He did not shout out.
他用很简单的声音。
He used a very simple way.
死啊,
like death.
你的权柄在哪?
Where is your power?
你的毒钩在哪?
Where is your sting?
而且用一个女低音跟一个男高音两个人双唱。
Use an alto and a tenor to sing together. It's as if it's joking.
我就想这个到底我对圣经的了解 跟 Handel 对圣经的了解怎么会差的这么多呢?
I thought how come there's a big difference between my understanding of the passage and Handel.
同样一句话,
it's the same verse.
用什么口气表达出来是不一样的。
The way we express it is different.
亚当问, 上帝问亚当, 你在哪里?
When God asked Adam, where are you?
大概怎么讲?
He probably said in this way.
你大概想他怎么讲?
我不在场, 不知道。
我盼望你在场。 如果你在场, 你就是亚当了, 我告诉你。 上帝怎么讲?
What did God say?
我就想大概怎么讲呢?
I kept thinking about it.
如果你孩子不见了, 你怎么转?
If your child is missing,
你在哪里?
You will shout in anxiety.
你在哪里? 或者你在哪里?
A different expression.
我想上帝是这样讲的。
I think God probably said in this way.
亚当你在哪里?
Adam, where are you?
应该是这样讲。
In a very stern
为什么呢?
Manner. Why?
有一个定罪式的讲。
Because it's a God of judgment.
有一个追讨式的讲。
And it's a God that seek after the judgment.
追讨他。
God is seeking after
you
to judge him.
你现在在哪里?
So where are you now?
你到底在哪里?
Where exactly are you?
当一个孩子做错事情的时候,
when a child does the wrong thing,
爸爸看见了,
and the father says,
他怎么问的?
Why would the father say,
你在做什么?
What are you doing?
你到底在做什么?
What exactly are you
doing? 我刚才不是叫你做这个事情吗?
I told you not to do it.
你在做什么?
What are you doing?
但你把它写成文章的时候,
when you write it down,
孩子做错事,
the son did the wrong thing.
爸爸对他说,
the father said,
你在做什么?
What are you doing?
那你怎么念呢?
How would you read it?
你在做什么? 是不是这样呢? 那当然不是这样的口气讲。
Surely you're not reading it in this way.
问你大概保罗是死啊, 你的权势在哪里?
So I thought when the apostle Paul said, oh death, where is your victory?
他的口气应该怎么讲呢?
How would he say it?
你们猜看看。
Someone can guess about it.
Handel 很不一样。
Handel was different.
死啊, 那你的权势在哪里啊? 对啊, 你的权势在哪里? 为什么他这样讲?
Why did probably you want to have a climax in the end to give thanks.
事实是如此,
and that is true.
Handel 写到那一段的时候,
when he reached this passage,
thanks be to God, 很大声地唱出来了。
It was a great declaration of thanks in the end. But it was not like that in the beginning.
是啊, 你的肚子在哪里? 我就想想大概是这样的。
I think probably it's the same.
死被他绑住了。
As if the death has been tied up by him,
所以被他绑住了,
and sin has been tied up by him.
也不能逃了,
they cannot escape anymore.
没有办法解决了,
they cannot be escaped.
得胜的人走进去,
and the victor comes in.
你明白我的意思吗?
You understand what I'm saying?
所以那个宝太大了,
so there's great confidence
那个宝不必喊着死, 啊, 你的圈子不必要,
you don't have to shout loudly.
你的圈子在哪? 所以你的圈子在哪? 基督徒, 你有没有这个宝啊?
For Christians, do we have such confidence?
你真的不怕死吗?
Are you not afraid of death?
我们几个人到坟墓去跑好不好?
Should we go to the grave and just jog around it?
不要说怕死,
do not be afraid of it.
到坟墓都吓死了,
I'm sure that you're afraid of going to the cemetery.
你真的不怕死?
Is it true that you're fearless?
我敢讲这些话,
I dare to say this.
因为我几次面对死亡,
because I faced death several times in my life.
我第一次,
the first time,
一个大刀放在我手上,
there was a big knife sword in my hand.
把我刺死的时候,
and when he was trying to kill me,
我知道他要抢我的东西,
or I know that the person is trying to rob me,
我说你不要怕,
I said, do not be afraid.
我把我的东西都给你,
I give you everything.
我把手表就脱下来,
I took out my watch and give to the robber.
那个时候我坐三轮车,
at that time I was on a trishaw, and I was shaking.
不知道他发生什么事情,
I don't know what will happen next.
我很平静的, 我把手表给他了以后,
but very calmly I gave him my watch.
他枪刀就走了,
and the robber went away.
走到一半我就喊, 耶稣基督爱你,
halfway I said, Jesus loves you.
你要悔改,
you must repent.
你可以得救,
you will be saved.
他说,
he said, shut up.
大汉, 他这不是 shut up, 他说什么?
Oh, he said what?
我说你要悔改,
I said, you must
耶稣基督爱你,
Jesus loves you.
他就跑掉了,
and he quickly ran away.
我刚才心里平安得不得了,
but I had peace in my heart.
有一次我到乡下去布道的时候,
once I was preaching among the villages,
我们的汽车坏在半路,
our car broke down halfway.
就是回教军半途抵挡中央政府会杀人的地方。
It was a place where the Muslim militants were.
因为教会怕我在路上受到危险。
Because the church was afraid that I would be threatened.
派一个宪兵跟一个警察来陪着我进去。
They sent a military policeman.
遇到最危险的时候呢
？But at the most dangerous place.
这个宪兵拿着枪一直在抖。
The MP was shaking.
那个警察也在抖。
And the policeman was shaking in fear.
我站在一边吹口哨，一边等修理汽车，感谢上帝。
And I was whistling and giving thanks to God.
他们说你怎么这样勇敢的
？They said, "How come you're so courageous?"
我不敢回答，我不知道怎么回答。
I don't know how to answer them.
我只问他说为什么你这样怕
？And I said, "Why are you so afraid?"
他问说你为什么这样敢
？He said, "Why are you so courageous?"
我说为什么你这样害怕
？I said, "Why are you so afraid?"
你有枪还要怕
？You have a rifle and you're afraid.
他说就因为有枪所以怕。
And he said, "Because I have a rifle, I'm afraid."
因为他们人多，把我枪拿去把我杀死了，所以我怕。
Because there's so many of these militants around.
所以我才知道有枪没有用的。
So I know it's not good enough.
有主才有。有用，大家说
good enough to have the Lord.
有枪没有用，你两个都没有讲，最没有用的就是你。再次，一二三，有枪没有用，有足才有用。我那一天胆子比他们大得不得了。
I was more courageous than them.
照样的，前两年
，two years ago，
最危险的时候
，at the most dangerous，
我开车去把我神学的女学生把她。把他带回来。
I drove to my seminary to fetch all the women.
那女学生寄在基督徒的家里面。
So that to distribute them among the Christian homes.
我把他们带回神学院里面。
I took them back to the seminary.
喊他们一同祷告。
And all of us prayed together.
我开车到别的地方再看一些受难的基督徒。
And I went to visit all suffering Christians.
我才知道在路上除了我的车一辆车都没有。
Then I suddenly realized that there are no other vehicles on the road.
到了最重要的大路的时候，就是坦克车跟我的车一同在走。
At the most important highway, the tanks was moving together with my car.
旁边是我13岁的女儿。
My 13-year-old daughter was beside me.
那一两天就是强奸女人的那两天。
That day was the day where there's all rapes happening.
但是那个时候主给我平安大得不得了。
But the Lord gave me great peace in my heart.
所以我慢慢知道基督徒不应当怕死。
Then I realized that Christians should not be afraid of death.
基督徒不应当怕苦。
Christians should not be afraid of suffering.
基督徒不应当怕受逼迫。
Christians should not be afraid of persecution.
基督徒不应当怕为主受羞辱。
Christians should not be afraid of being humiliated for the Lord.
基督徒不应当怕累、怕病、怕苦。
Christians should not be afraid of tiredness, of illness, and bitterness.
我告诉你，如果你不怕病，病会怕你。
If you're not afraid of illness, illness will be afraid of you.
如果你不怕死，死会怕你。
If you're not afraid of death, death will be afraid of you.
你不怕苦，苦会怕你。
If you're not afraid of suffering, suffering will be afraid of you.
让我们的信心把我们训练变成一个这样坚强的人。
Let us have faith that will train us to be such a strong person.
钱不能收买我们。
We will not be bought by money.
罪恶不能引诱我们。
And sin cannot tempt us.
权柄不能威胁我们。
Authority cannot threaten us.
死不能使我们软弱下来。
And death will not weaken us.
我们不惧怕。
We are not afraid.
当我有这样的信仰。
When we have such a faith.
有这样的胆量。
Such an example.
有这样的心智的时候。
Such a heart.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
勇敢的人，他们的赏赐是大的。
Those who are courageous will receive great reward.
回过头看我这一生40多年侍奉上帝的经历。
When I look at my experiences for the past 4 decades serving the Lord.
我没有什么本钱。
I do not have a lot of money.
我没有什么才干。
I do not have a lot of talent.
我没有什么经历。
I do not have a lot of experience.
我没有多大学问。
I have not many knowledge.
但是那信心同勇气在我的身上。
But I have the faith and courage in my heart.
别人不敢去的地方我去。
Places that people dare not go, I will go.
别人不敢开的工厂我开。
The work that people dare not start, I will
start. 别人不敢讲的话我讲。
The words that people dare not say,
别人不敢做的工作我做。
The work that people dare not work, I will do.
别人不敢冒的危险我冒。
The risk that people dare not take, I will take.
主与我同在。
The Lord is with me.
虽然死过死里的幽谷。
Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我也不怕遭害。
I will not be afraid.
因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Because your rod and your staff comfort me.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果你真是信仰耶稣基督，
If you truly believe in the Lord,
今天的圣经告诉我们什么呢？
What did the Bible say?
他要救把所有因为怕死而做奴仆的人。
He want to free those who for all their lives are living in fear because of that.
许多许多人的传道没有成功。
There are many preachers who will not succeed.
不过因为未遇到苦难同死亡的时候，马上退下来，马上辩解。
Because they immediately give up when they feel they threatened by death and suffering.
许多见证人临死低头。
There are many witnesses who give up halfway.
许多人艰难逃走。
And many people see difficulties and escape.
我曾记得一句话：养兵千日， 用在一刀。
In the Chinese saying, you keep an army for thousands of days so that you use it for one moment.
现在的很多的兵不是如此。
Yeah, many soldiers were not like that.
坐兵吃饭一百天，等到有困难，马上就逃走。
And many a times you feed the soldiers for 100 days, but when difficulties come, they escape.
养兵千日，用在一朝。
When you keep an army for 1,000 days, you use it for 1 day.
那一天你要记得，你已经吃了人家一千天的饭，你还要逃走吗？
On that day, you must remember that you have taken the food for so long, so you cannot escape.
啊，你训练这一千天就是为了这一天。
You have been trained for thousands of days for that one particular moment.
当你面对困难的这一天。
When that the moment of
difficulty. 必须死的这一天。
The moment of death.
你做兵的志气在哪里？
Where is your courage as a soldier?
你说我是基督的精兵。
You say I'm a soldier for Christ.
战斗的意志在哪里？
Where is your spirit of fighting?
当教会遇到困难的时候。
When the church has a problem.
许多老基督徒是最先投降。
Many older Christians will be first to give up.
当教会遇到挑战的时候。
When the church faces challenges.
许多的长老是最先向罪恶跪下来。
Many elders will be the first to surrender to sin.
你真是个不怕死的人吗？
Are you a person that's fearless towards death?
你说是。
You say yes.
那显明出来吧。
Then you must show up.
耶稣基督为我们死，不但拯救我们脱离魔鬼的手，又拯救我们脱离怕死的这种心态。
And Jesus Christ saved us from the devil and also from the fear of death.
一个人一惧怕就变成奴仆。
When once a person fear, he becomes.
你怕什么，你就是谁的奴仆。
Whatever you are afraid of, you become the slave.
你怕有钱人，你就做有钱人的奴仆。
You are afraid of the rich, you become the slave to the rich.
你怕共产党，你就做共产的奴仆。
You are afraid of the communists, you become the slave to the.
你怕魔鬼，你就做他的奴仆。
You are afraid of Satan, you become the slave.
你怕死，你就做死的奴仆。
You are afraid of death, you become the slave.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
兄弟只有血肉的身体。
Since the brothers have the flesh and blood body,
他亲自成了血肉的身体。
He was willing to share in our humanity.
他要借着死打败那长时间的魔鬼。
And by his death, he will destroy that with whole power over them.
你要拯救那些一生因为怕死而做奴仆的人。
And free those who all their lives were held in slavery because of their fear of death.
让我这次勇敢地呼吁你们。
Let me courageously challenge you.
从这些国际插进的大会中间，
from all this international exposition,
应当兴起一批的战士，
to raise a group of new warriors,
兴起一批的精兵，
to raise a new group of soldiers,
为圣道做见证的，
who will bear witness to the holy word,
为真理做护卫的，
to defend the truth,
是坚强全不畏惧，
and will not be afraid of the authorities,
见淫是富贵不淫。
I will not be afraid of the rich and the powerful.
见死不怕。
Will not be afraid of the
dead. 勇敢站起来。
People who will stand up courageously.
仇敌宣战。
To fight the war against our enemy.
对撒旦宣战。
To fight the war against Satan.
不怕死。
You are not afraid of
death. 不怕苦难。
Not afraid of suffering.
不怕这样的逼迫。
Not afraid of all kinds of persecution.
你就不做这些的奴仆。
And you will not be slave to them.
你可以自由自在侍奉上帝。
In all freedom, you will worship.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
苦难算什么？
What is suffering?
逼迫算什么？
What is persecution?
死亡算什么？
What is death?
刀剑算什么？
What is sword?
饥饿算什么？
What is hunger?
这些我们都胜过了。
All these we have victory over.
靠着爱我们的主。
Through the Lamb, God who loves us.
我们不但得胜，而且我们得胜有余。
Not only are we victorious, we are more than victory.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
什么叫得胜有余呢？
What does being more than victory mean?
就像你买东西不但没有钱，接着还找一大堆回来。
It's as if you are buying something without money, but still you get change.
感谢主够了，还带一大堆回来。
Thanks be to the Lord, I have enough and I have access.
我还他一张找回八张。
I give him one piece of.
啊，得胜有余。
So there's abundance.
什么叫做得胜有余呢？
It's victory more than
abundance. 大病完了以后呢？
After you are sick,
你不但康复了，
not only have you recovered,
你比过去更健壮。
You become stronger than in the past.
这个叫做得胜有余。
This is more than victory.
什么叫做得胜有余呢？
What is more than victory?
圣经说他们骑在非利士人的头上去跟非利士人打仗，这个叫做得胜有余。
The Bible says that they ride on the shoulders of the Philistine to fight against the Philistine.
所以你骑的马叫做非利士马。
You ride on a horse that's Philistine horse.
你在非利士人背上，他靠着他叫他跑去打非利士人，叫得胜有余。
To have more than victory is to ride upon the Philistine themselves to fight against the Philistine.
什么叫做得胜有余呢？
What is more than victory?
也就是世界运动赛跑大会。
There is a great marathon and a race.
有一个人跑跑跑跑到中间就昏倒了。
There's a person who ran and ran and fainted halfway.
有一个人跑跑跑跑跑到中间得了第几名，但是他就慢慢跑，慢慢跑就没有力了。
And another person tried to run and ran out of steam.
But 有一个人大家看他跑到中间又再跑一圈，
But there's a person that went all the way to the end and some one
more. 为什么呢?
Why?
因为他自己算以为少一千，其实已经过了一圈了。
Because by his own calculation, he miscalculated. He thought there's one more round to
run. 所以他一直在那里比别人慢，其实他已经完了。
He thought that he was slower than everybody else, but actually he finished.
他输了一圈，跑得很快再跑一圈。
He was so sure that he was miscalculated, he ran another round.
早就得胜了，还有余可以多跑一圈，叫他得胜有余。
He already had victory, but he has success, more than victory.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
勇敢是个大本钱啊。
Being courageous is a great talent.
大家说，勇敢是个大本钱。你今天很多的事情做不成，为什么？因为你里面有个怕字，把你绑死了。
There are many things you cannot accomplish because there's this word fear in your heart.
怕。
You're afraid.
怕。
Afraid.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
不要怕, 只要信。
Do not be afraid, you must be.
圣经说, 不要怕, 你要刚强壮胆。
Do not be afraid, be strengthened.
圣经说, 你要刚强。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
你不要惧怕。 Do not be afraid.
圣经我与你同在。
I am with you.
你的全本圣经讲, 不要怕, 不要怕, 有几次吗?
How many times did the Bible
你知道吗?
Say this?
知道不知道? 365次, 刚好一年每一天用一次。
365 times.
圣经里面讲不要怕不要怕, 一共有365次。
365 references.
所以哪一天你害怕呢?
So whichever day you're afraid.
因为每一天都有那一天主没有讲。
There's every day the Lord will say.
我告诉你主讲了。
The Lord said.
每一天都可以的。
Every day.
够你用的。
It's more than enough.
主的恩典是够的。
The grace of God is sufficient.
不但够。
Not only sufficient.
而且有余。
你先求神的国, seek after his
kingdom, 先求神的义,
and his righteousness.
你所需要他就加给你, 不是赐给你,
and all that you need will be added upon you.
不是攻击你, 是加给你,
it is added, not just given.
丰富的给你,
in great abundance.
你不可丢失勇敢的心,
do not desert the courage.
存这样的心呢,
and courage becomes a great gift.
You will be greatly rewarded with the courage. 你有勇敢的心，上帝要把很大的赏赐赐给你。
With a courageous heart, God will reward you.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
天国是努力进入的。
The kingdom has to work towards.
神的国度的侍奉是勇敢的人做出来的。
The ministry of the kingdom of God is done by courageous people.
圣经很少提到勇敢这两个字。
The Bible seldom talk about courage.
多数提到刚强这两个字。
Many a times it refers to strengthening.
但是我告诉你，不要怕。 的反面就是你要勇敢的意思。
But the opposite of not being afraid means you must be courageous.
你怕死吗?
Are you afraid of death?
我告诉你怕死的人也会死。
Let me tell you, even if you're afraid of death, you will die.
你不怕死吗?
Are you fearless?
不怕死的也会死。
Even if you're fearless, you will die.
不管你怕死不怕死都死的。
It doesn't matter, you will die.
我们都要死的。
All of us will die.
那么死以前怕死好呢? 或者死以前不怕死好呢?
So is it better to be fearless towards death or fearful of death?
你们回答我。 死前怕死好呢，或者不怕死好呢?
Is it better to be fearless of death or fearful of death?
你当然怕死好，就谨谨慎慎，比较久不到快死吗？
Of course, it's better to be fearful of death so that you be careful and won't die so fast.
我告诉你，生有时，死有时，定了，你不怕怕都一样的。
Let me tell you that the timing is the same. It doesn't matter.
你好好照着神的旨意过生活。
You need to lead your life according to the will of God.
不要随便乱来。
Do not do anything you want.
按照他给你的年日，你什么时候死已经定了。
By the time that he has given to you, the time has been set by God.
那我问你啊,
Let me ask you this.
既然一定要死,
Since you must die,
既然要不要都会死,
no matter what happens, you will die.
既然干净不干净死都会来,
whether you're willing or not, you will die.
那么怕死来活更好, 或者活着不怕死更好啊?
Is it better to be fearless or fearful?
啊? 你连讲都怕, 哪里会不怕死?
You're even afraid to answer.
当然不怕死更好了。
Of course, being fearless is better.
怕死的人死几次?
If you are fearful, they will die once.
不怕死的人死几次,
but fearless people
也死一死,
also die once. It's the same.
肖伯纳 跟我讲的不一样。
It's different when Schubert says.
肖伯纳 他怎么样讲呢?
He said,
他说不怕死的人只有死一次。
Bernard Shaw said, those who are not afraid of death die once only.
怕死的人天天死死不成。
But those who are afraid of death die every day, but they did not succeed.
我的讲法不一样。
I'm different.
我说, 不怕死的人只死一次就够了。
I say those who are fearless will die only once.
怕死的人每天死了再活，为了再来怕死再活下去。
But those who are afraid of death die and are resurrected every single day.
所以你永远没有好好活过一天。
And you will not have a day of peace.
只有一个连死都不怕的人，每一刻钟他都好好活着。
Only a person who is fearless towards death will live every moment of his life in abundance.
我要告诉你最后一句话,
I want to tell you the last thing.
对怕死的人特别讲一句话,
especially to those who are afraid of dying.
你真正需要怕的只有一样, 就是怕那个字, 你要怕。
You are only afraid of one thing. You only fear the word fear.
The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. 你什么都不必怕,
you need not be afraid of anything.
你的最怕怕犯上你的身上来了。
You must be afraid that fear will come upon you.
当你把怕除掉的时候,
when you remove fear,
那你什么都不怕了,
you are not afraid of anything.
所以你最怕的就是怕犯上你的身上来了。
So the thing you should be most afraid of is fear itself.
你的汤姆斯, 我听了很好很好, 但是我还是怕。
He said, Reverend Tong, it seems to be great theory, but I'm still afraid.
那我就很失望了。
Then I will be disappointed.
我盼望我讲的道产生改变的作用。
I hope that my sermons have the power of transformation,
还变推动的作用,
to have a power of motivation,
使你有个新的生活, 更新而变化,
so that you have a new and a new created life.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
耶稣基督到世界上来,
the Lord Jesus came to the world,
亲自成为血肉的身体,
to be, take on flesh and blood,
他要借着死,
so that throughout to death,
打败掌世间的魔鬼,
he will defeat Satan who holds power of
hell. 一生因怕死而做奴仆的人,
to deliver those of us who are afraid of death and are enslaved by it.
谁呀?
Who?
可能就是你,
probably it's you.
你怕死怕得要命,
you are afraid of dying.
今天晚上,
this evening,
你说怕,
you are afraid.
No, you say, oh,
you say, oh,
fear.
Fear.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye, Mr. Fear. 我不再怕了,
I'm not afraid anymore.
在伦敦有一个旅馆,
in London there's a hotel,
它门的后面一句话语,
there is a quotation at the back of the hotel,
惧怕来叩门,
when fear comes knocking,
信心回答说,
faith will answer,
这里没有人认识你,
no one knows you here,
好不好啊?
Isn't that a good quotation?
惧怕来, Mr. Fear come to knock on the door,
当惧怕来叩门,
你对他说什么呢?
What will you say?
没有人认识你,
no one knows you here,
it was a Mr. Faith,
because I'm Mr. Faith,
你是 Mr. Fear,
yeah, Mr. Fear.
No one know you.
没有人认识你.
No one welcome you.
没有人欢迎你.
Get up!
出去.
Bye bye!
再见.
我不怕.
I'm not afraid.
主的恩典就在我们身上.
The grace of the Lord is with us.
感谢上.
Thanks be to Him.
求主帮助我们.
May the Lord help us.
成为与主同在, 没有惧怕, 而成全主在我们身上所定的美意同施工的基督徒.
To become a Christian that has no fear that the Lord is with us so that we accomplish the will that He has
given. Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to Him.
啊, 最后要给你一个功课了,
I want to give you a lesson.
那你既然没有害怕,
since you are not afraid,
那你一生要为主做什么?
And what will you do for the rest of your life?
写一个条子短短的, 下个礼拜交给我好不好?
Write a simple essay for me next week.
感谢主, 我不怕了,
thanks be to the Lord, I'm not afraid anymore.
勇敢为主做什么事?
Courageously, I will do this for the Lord.
要不要啊? 写一个条子啊? 好不好啊? 你在神面前跪下来,
kneel in front of the Lord.
立志,
to have a determination.
主啊你, 难道救别人不救我吗?
And said, since you save others, you will save me too.
你救我成了一生不怕死。
You save me to be a person that's fearless.
我好好活。
I want to live my life.
为你活。
To live for you.
为你做工。
To work for you.
荣耀你的名。
And to glorify your name.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to
you. 我们站起来祷告。
Let us stand up.